Talked to Ian Foster earlier on, sold out at the All Blacks, of course, sold out at the Warriors too as they hit Mount Smart for the first time in well over 1,000 days. Sean Johnson is with us. Morning.
Good morning.
I watched you on the news the other night. You seemed, a number of you, you know, back home, you seemed quite emotional about it. It must be quite something that you would never have conceived would be part of your life, being away from your home ground for over 1,000 days.
Yeah, it's sort of pretty surreal being back, to be honest. You know, we're all probably a little bit emotional for all different reasons. Some of the boys have, you know, had to ride that wave from day one leaving. Obviously, some of us moved clubs and have come back, and some of us have been in Australia without our family. So there's emotions, you know, on many levels, but you know, overall, we're just all stoked to be back.
What about the guys who have never been here?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's quite, I guess, refreshing, you know, walking this path with them. It's, you know, so cool to, I guess, show them what we're about over here and, you know, allow them to mix and mingle with the people that we actually represent and play for. So, yeah, it's been an awesome week so far. The buzz and just the excitement and hype around it all has been
good.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. So, yeah, really cool to be a part of.
Have you settled in and got your focus?
Yeah, look, we obviously all the hype and the fluffy stuff has been pretty cool to be a part of, and we're certainly soaking it in. But, you know, day one of training, you know, we sat down in the Stacey Jones room and Stace addressed us and quickly narrowed our focus to, I guess, remembering why we're back here and what and the job we've got to do. So, you know, we train well, we rip it when we train, but certainly in and around that, we're enjoying our time and enjoying ourselves and embracing what's going on.
What about the pressure and expectation of the weekend, given you've got a full crowd and you've had a tough season and you really got to go win and win well?
Yeah, look, we under no illusions that we need to go out there and perform this weekend, and it's something that we're all excited to do. You know, we're obviously, you know, been struggling off late, but I certainly think sort of being back at Mount Smart, it's a good chance for us to reset and sort of forget about what's happened. You know, we can't go back and change nothing. We can't control I guess what's already happened, but you know, we're certainly looking ahead, and that's the mindset we've got, man. You know, we just want to go out there, perform well, and give our, I guess, our members and fans a really good day to remember.
Good. I had Mark Robinson on the program the other day. He says you're just about there. I mean, a lot of people don't believe that, of course, but he said you know, there's a few things that need to come together, but when they do, bang, you're off. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I certainly think. You know, there's a couple of things that we can certainly, well, pretty much, yeah, but what he said is exactly what I believe in. We've had this conversation too, you know, like it's small margins that can get blown out into, I guess, really big ones fairly quickly in the NRL, and it doesn't take much to be off the pace. So, you know, it's a couple of, add a couple of additions. You know, I think the club's made some really good signings heading into next season. But look, again, it's sort of, I haven't really sort of, worried too much about what it's going to look like in a year or 2 years' time, because I've got to focus on the now, you know, and I've got to get out there this Sunday. And, yeah, like, you know, even for my own, you know, personal form and mindset and enjoyment of the game, go out there and have some fun and really try to pick up a win. So that's what my focus is on.
Fantastic. Well, go well. Always good to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Sean Johnson out of the Warriors, Sunday afternoon, West Tigers.